With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Football on off the ball.
Paquetá is not in his name. Paquetá is an island. It's about 40-45 minute ferry ride outside Rio. It's gorgeous. There's no cars there. It's like going back to the 1930s or something. It's extraordinary.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome to Monday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, Mohamed Salah trains ahead of Liverpool's trip to Milan to take on Inter. Manchester United can move into the top six with a win away to bottom side Wolves. And Celtic's new manager Wilfred Nancy's beaten in his first game in charge. But first today, Mohamed Salah was present for the open part of Liverpool's training session today ahead of tomorrow night's Champions League game away to Inter. His Liverpool days look to be numbered after his explosive post-match comments made in the mix zone after Saturday's 3-3 draw with Leeds at Elland Road. The Egyptian was on the bench for a third game in a row. He didn't feature at all. Salah stopped in the mix zone to speak to reporters and said the club's thrown him under the bus. He also revealed his relationship with manager Arne Slot's broken down, and he believes someone doesn't want him at the club. Salah only signed the new 2-year deal in April. Next Saturday's game at Brighton was meant to be his last before he departs for the AFCON. On Monday morning's Off the Ball Breakfast, journalist and writer Henry Winter joined Ger Gilroy and Alan Quinlan, and it was the former Munster man and Liverpool fan Alan Quinlan who questioned the timing of his comments.
To that.
He's
yeah,
doing that, I mean, because I'm a Liverpool fan, Henry, and he's trying to just stir it up with me.
Yeah. So where are you on Mo Salah?
As a Liverpool fan, what do you think?
Well, as an ex-professional, I know a different game. I think if I was one of the Liverpool players, if I was back in my Munster dressing room or Ireland rugby dressing room and somebody, one of the players came out like that, I'd be disappointed. I'd want that player to be banging on the manager's door and fight all you like with the manager and staff behind the scenes, but don't unsettle us more. We're kind of fragile. We're going through a bad run. We don't need more of this. But look, another part of me then kind of admires his the balls, if you like, to come out and do it. I'm not saying it's right, but I've seen no ex-pros, Henry, who've over the weekend or any sports journalist, anybody saying he did the right thing. I think it's probably a poor timing, whether it's motivated or driven by his agent or just off his own back, he goes through. I've walked through mixed zones so many times in my career, and you learn to shut your mouth. You want to talk and say stuff, but I thought it was kind of crazy, really. Very emotional guy, and obviously he's an icon in Liverpool, but very surprised by all that. Not surprised by Liverpool's collapse, because I think the two centre-backs are a major issue here, and Konaté was the main protagonist, but Van Dijk has been part of a lot of mistakes in the last few weeks as well.
Yeah, well, I agree with you. And also, just echoing your first comments, I felt a bit for Ekitike. I think the focus, if there was to be a positive focus from a Liverpool perspective, it was Ekitike's performance. And that should have been the focus. And that's all just being sort of pushed down sort of, you know, the running order of subjects to debate. I mean, Mo Salah, this is very much Salah-driven. I mean, if you look at the video, he is quite controlled. He picks when he stops. I think he stopped four times in mixed zones, probably in about 1,000 mixed zones. I mean, been, as you say, you've been through them. I've been in enough England mix zones when players have gone through with their sort of mobiles to their ears, and one player, I won't name him, did it once. So we rang him, we had his number, and he was slightly startled because he hadn't got his mobile on, but he just had it to his ear just to sort of try and fend us off. So look, we respect players, particularly after a difficult result, but he absolutely wanted to talk. But I think he's seen the way the wind is blowing at Anfield. It's coming from Boston. It's coming from FSG. It's coming via the stats. Once he's got 5 or 6 goals in his last 30 and 25 in his previous 30, you played sport at the highest level. It's all about form. Sport, elite sport, has to be performance related, and he's not delivering. So look, he absolutely deserved those 3 games on the bench. Liverpool didn't lose any of them, and Liverpool's issues are not really so much in attack, but as you rightly say, at centre-half.
On yesterday's Sunday kickback, former Ireland international Keith Tracy joined Richie McCormack and said Salah shouldn't have made those comments publicly.
I'm sure in his head there's justification for it with the position that Liverpool are in at the moment. I don't know if there's much excuse in what he said.
No. I think it's really poorly timed. I don't think it's an interview that any elite player should ever do. I understand he didn't come off the bench against Leeds and he's a little bit annoyed and Leeds get the last minute equaliser. So, he's down in the dumps, but I'd have liked the Liverpool player just to usher him onto the bus. Just get onto the bus. Don't give anybody any headlines. Don't make this any worse. Just move on. And look, I understand that he's saying, he's coming out and saying, I'm not sure why I'm on the bench. I'll tell you, because you haven't played well. Simple as that. It's black and white. There's no ins, ifs or buts or maybes. You haven't played well, so you're not playing. Simple as that. Nobody's indestructible. Nobody's undroppable. And he keeps reiterating everything I've done for this club. It means nothing. Absolutely means nothing. It doesn't matter what you've done for the club in the past. You're only as good as your last game. And Salah, for the last month, 2 months, for the start of the season, hasn't been anywhere near the races.
If you want to hear either of those conversations back, you can do so in your OTB Football podcast feed. Now, in our second live Premier League commentary yesterday, Crystal Palace moved into the top four with a 2-1 win away to Fulham. Eddie Nketiah put the Eagles in front before Harry Wilson equalised with a Travella. But captain Mark Gahey scored a late winner for Palace to send Oliver Glasner's side into the Champions League places. The Austrian said the only thing his side are concerned about is to get better and better.
I know this group quite well now. They will listen and they will try to improve their game and getting better and better, and this is the only thing what we are talking about. This is the only thing we are thinking about, and that's how we started 2 years ago, and this is how we will continue.
Glasner says he doesn't feel the need to beg the chairman for January signings because the club always backs him. The FA Cup winner says right now he's not thinking about January despite their current injury issues.
Nobody has to fulfill my Christmas wishes. They're completely different. Nobody has to beg me because I feel 100% backed by Crystal Palace. They always have the support from everyone here. Everything I'm talking about is, and I see the players and I see how hard they are working.
Finished 1-1 between Brighton and West Ham in the other game yesterday. Hammers boss Nuno Espirito Santo says he couldn't understand how Brighton's late equaliser was allowed to stand. And that goal from Jorginho Rutter means that West Ham are still in the bottom three. Replay showed the forward seemed to accidentally handle the ball before he scored. Nuno says the decision was hard to take.
I want to apologise. It's hard to speak when you have a group of players so disappointed. We are in a tough position. This game meant a lot to us. The boys work really hard. It's hard to take to go back to London with a point.
And with reports saying that Evan Ferguson could be recalled from his loan spell at Roma, former Ireland boss Brian Kerr told Stephen Doyle on yesterday's Sunday kickback that going to Italy was always a tough ask. Ahead of their 1-0 loss to Cagliari on Sunday, Roma boss Gianpiero Gasperini told reporters he never talked about Ferguson returning to the Premier League and said it'd be something he'd think about in January. He also said they have so many games that can change the strategies. Ferguson came off the bench to play the last 30 minutes of that Cagliari game.
Just finally on Brighton, Stefanos Tsimas, the Greek striker, injured during the week against Aston Villa. That's led to some reports in Italy that they could recall Evan Ferguson from his loan with Roma. That's meant to be a season-long loan, but they could recall him in January to cover what is now looking like a fairly bare forward line for Brighton. What would you think of that?
Well, look, I think you have to go back to when Evan Ferguson went to Roma. I remember I said, I'm not sure it's the best place for him to go. Italian football is tough. There are not many goals. I looked at the results in the matches last week and the highest scoring game is 2-1. And there was a lot of 1-1s, 2-1s, 1-0s. it's almost gone back in years, Italian football. So it's hard for centre forwards to score repeatedly. So I felt, and I think I said, if he doesn't score in the first 8 or 9 games, they're not going to stick with him. They're going to go to somebody else. And that's what happened after 3 or 4 games. Now, he got a goal recently in the 3-0 win against Cremonese, which was great, but he hasn't built on that. His next match, he played last week, and he was taken off at half-time. So if Roma have built in a release clause or some arrangement that they can give him back to Brighton, I would say they will. I think they'd go for another loan or buy someone who they may trust a bit more, because he was a young lad who hadn't scored any goals in the last season, or very few goals in the last season since he made the breakthrough. He's had a lot of injury concerns, problems, and they were taking a bit of a risk on him. So, but they're in the championship chase. They've had a very good start to the season. They're there and thereabouts. Beaten last week, I think, was knocked them off the top. But they're up there competing with Napoli and Inter and so on. And I don't think they're going to be doing charity about him. So he may well end up back at Brighton, not because Brighton want them. It might suit Brighton, as you said, because of how they're currently fixed. But it might suit Rome as well. But the key thing for him is he goes to somewhere where he's going to play, gets his confidence, which I think initially he did in the games. He played the first couple of games, and all reports where he's playing quite well, but wasn't delivering goals. And goals are what it's about for centre-forwards, for strikers. Mm.
Manchester United boss Ruben Amorim says his team aren't afraid of competing towards the top of the Premier League. A run of inconsistent form sees them go into tonight's match away to Wolves in 12th, but they're only 4 points adrift of fourth place Crystal Palace. Amorim doesn't think his players are overthinking things.
It's not a mental thing. I think they are not thinking we are going to top five. No. I think it's some moments we play good, sometimes we play bad, and we are not getting the results.
Wolves boss Rob Edwards admits he's shared some harsh realities with his players on what he expects as they aim to turn their disastrous season around. They're yet to win in the Premier League this season. They go into the game 13 points adrift of safety. Edwards says the message to his squad is simple.
In every part of every bit of training now, whether we're on the pitch or off the pitch, we've got to be living like a winner. And at the moment, there's still areas that we need to improve. And if we don't see it, then, you know, we've got to make changes. And whether that's like not in the team, or whether that's January or whenever that may be. But yeah, we've got to be more consistent in what we do.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details. Because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose. By people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Celtic's first match under new manager Wilfred Nancy ended in a 2-1 loss at home to Hearts. The defending champions now trail Hearts by 3 points at the top of the Scottish Premiership. Oisin McEntee from Shercock and Cavan scored a header in the second half to put Hearts 2-0 up. Kieran Tierney pulled a goal back late on for Celtic. Nancy, who took over from interim boss Martin O'Neill during the week, says there were some pleasing aspects of their performance.
The most important for me is if we give everything as a player individually. What can we do better when we attack and when we defend? What can we do better in terms of mindset? And for me, if we are better on that and if we do good things, we'll see the results.
Hearts manager Derek McInnes says it's a massive boost for their title bid.
Our fight's with ourselves, it's no with Celtic. We just need to concentrate on ourselves and see the importance at each and every point. We get 3 of the day and this is the toughest place to come. But there's the same 3 points next week at another tough venue.
Claudio Braga, who got the first goal for Hearts, says that it's their job to maintain momentum now with the festive period ahead.
I feel like it's a difficult position to be in a good way, but we just need to be happy with it. Good pressure for us and keep enjoying and keep playing like a family like we do, and the result will happen.
Chelsea suffered their first WSL loss since May 2024. They lost 1-0 at home to Everton. Ireland international goalkeeper Courtney Brosnan was player of the match for the Toffees. She said it was a big win for them.
Yeah, I'm just so proud of the team. Obviously, we knew it was going to be tough. Chelsea are an unbelievable team, but I think I'm just so proud of how everyone showed up. We kept working for 90-plus minutes, and we got what we deserved for today, yeah.
And when we were into the 6th minute of injury time, what were you thinking? Did you think you were going to hold on?
Yeah, I think it's one of those days where, you know, no matter what, we could be here for a lot longer, and I don't think they would have scored. I think that's just the heart and the passion, the desire that we had today. So, I mean, obviously I wanted the whistle to be blown, but it was good.
And away from Chelsea's unbeaten record, it's a massive 3 points for your side.
Yeah, I think obviously, yeah, we've been really in need of a win. So obviously it's great to get one against Chelsea. And I think, yeah, we need to kick on from here. And especially the second half of the season, we know that we can do better and, yeah, get more points and results. So it's great to get the win here today.
That result means that defending champions Chelsea are now 6 points behind leaders Manchester City, who won 3-0 at Leicester. Third place Manchester United beat West Ham 2-1. Tottenham also won 2-1 at home to Aston Villa, and Brighton beat the London City Lionesses 1-0. Real Madrid suffered a shock 2-0 loss and finished with 9 men against Celta Vigo in La Liga on Sunday. Real are 4 points off the leaders Barcelona. Fran Garcia and Alvaro Carreras both saw red. It's the first win for Celta at the Bernabeu in 19 years. Xabi Alonso's side with just 1 win from their last 5 league games. Next up for them, it's Manchester City and Madrid on Wednesday night in the Champions League. Rasmus Højlund scored both goals for Napoli in their 2-1 win at home to Juventus, which lifted the champions back to the top of Serie A. Napoli have 31 points. They're one ahead of Inter in second. Third place Milan, who are 3 points off the pace, visit Torino on Monday. Borussia Dortmund beat Hoffenheim 2-0 on Sunday to move within a point of second place Leipzig in the Bundesliga. Bayern Munich have an 8-point lead at the top. They hammered Stuttgart 5-0 away from home on Saturday. And Troy Parrott scored his 20th goal of the season for club and country in all competitions. He was on target in AZ Alkmaar's 2-2 draw at home to go-ahead Eagles in the Eredivisie. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.